An appellate court ruling could come soon regarding a complaint against Scott Drury over paperwork he submitted when filing. The objection was previously heard by the Illinois State Board of Elections, which decided Drury could remain on the ballot. Spokesman Matt Dietrich says this is the only statewide challenge still playing out. Dietrich says it's up to local election authorities to decide whether to begin early voting or delay it.
Every Democratic ballot statewide could be affected by whatever decision comes from the court. But if your jurisdiction started early voting, you would see Scott Drury's name on the ballot. If someone goes and votes early and votes for Scott Drury, and then he is later removed from the ballot, those votes would not be counted.
The case hinges on whether Drury properly submitted a statement of economic interest when filing to run for office. Dietrich says the case could end up before the Illinois Supreme Court. Drury is one of eight Democrats seeking the party's nomination for attorney general. The primary is scheduled for March 20th. I'm Emily Boyer.